Greetings, friends and radio listeners, and welcome to this program of the R.G. Hardy Ministries. As we come your way today proclaiming, yes, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? This is Sister Sharon Knotts inviting you to stay tuned to the program today and even exhorting you to pick up the phone and give someone a call, someone you know who's discouraged and down in their faith and need a spiritual boost. Today's message by my father, Brother Hardy, Abraham's kind of faith is just the kind of word that they need from the Lord today. So stay tuned and we'll be joined by my father, Brother Hardy, for this powerful message, Abraham's kind of faith. I'll be back at the close of the program to tell you how you can get a copy of this powerful message. And now, Brother Hardy.
I'm looking. I'm not going to let down now. I know every one of you in here and you listening to me in television and hearing me on radio, you are under more pressure to keep you from going to church, to keep you from praying and reading your Bible than you've had in your experience. I mean, if you are sold out to God, the enemy's putting all kind of pressure on you to let up. Oh, the Lord isn't going to come. That's what he said in the word. They said, the Father said, where is the promises of his coming? For since the beginning of time, everything's going on the same way. Where's the promises? And Peter said, God is not slack according to his promises, but long suffering that not any should perish. He's holding it back, but it's getting so bad that he won't be able to hold it back much longer. If he don't come pretty soon, there's not going to be very many people that's going to go back with him. But I made up my mind, I'm going to be one of them, because I got a sky eye and I'm looking. I didn't mean to bring this in my message, but the Lord led me to, so I just thought I had to obey God. And the Bible said, when you see these days come to pass, exhort one another to come on to church, and so much the more. You see somebody that used to sit by you, hadn't been here for a while, why don't you get on the phone and see how they are? Maybe they're sick or in a problem and in a trouble. And of course, the devil's on the other line saying to them, they don't care. See, you're sick and you're in need and nobody's called you. Sometimes as a pastor, I get in between. If I call them, they think I'm meddling. And then if you don't, they say he didn't call. Sometimes you just can't win. But say, what do? I pray and let the Lord direct me. If you need a call from me, God will let me know. And I'm God's servant because I'm not out running around playing golf, going to the discos. I don't even spend very much money in the malls in time. Some people's second home is the mall. They wait for the sales. And these stores has got all kind of sales. They never run out of sales. They just got done one sale, President's Day sale. Now they're going to have the Rabbit Day sale. And when they get done that, they're going to bring out the summer clothes, so there's a summer sale. Then it's going to be the Memorial Day sale, plus all the little ones in between. I'm going to be on the job for the Lord. I'm going to be prayed up. I don't want to have to, when calamity comes, tell the Lord, wait a minute, I got to pray through. Or if somebody's got a need and they tell us about it, I got to say, wait a minute, I got to fast 3 days. They might be dead. Of course, a lot of ministers, I shouldn't say this, but I am, are getting around that. They're telling the people, go home, fast 10 days. We're in the falling away, but I'm in the falling on, holding on to the Lord. And I got my hand in the man that can do anything, and the Lord and I, we can make it. I want to read this scripture. It's wonderful. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know we have the petition that we desire of him, and then we just put hope in action, patiently, confidently, expectantly, for it to come at any time. Just like when you order something and tell them to send UPS, you might give them a couple days. You got to figure out how long it's going to take. I call now, this is how long it's going to take. And time for the UPS comes, you're out there looking for him. I can be in my room studying or whatever, and I know when the UPS truck comes, I know his motor. I know the sound. You're expecting it. I can hear the sound in the spirit. Be also ready. The Lord's coming. The Lord's coming. Remember the parable of the seven foolish and seven wise virgins? Seven foolish had oil. In other words, they were prepared to do their job. Their job was to light the way for the bridal party. They didn't have big superhighways and mercury lights. Seven had the oil, and when the cry came, the Lord cometh, they were able to go out and do their job, left the light. Seven didn't have it, and they tried to run around trying to get it. But trying to get it was too late. The Lord came, and they were left behind. Man, I don't want to be left behind. You think it's bad out there now, all the terror. You think it's bad in our city with all the murders, and especially of the young people, and all the carjacking, and all the dope problems. You don't want to be here during the tribulation. Some people said, well, if I miss it, I don't know how to get saved, and I'll just get my head. Oh, if it was that easy. For the Bible said in those days, they would look for death, but death would flee from them. Something worse than death was going to come. Man, I'm looking. Come on, Jesus. I talk to him every day, say, how come you haven't come yet? What's holding you up? Said, my mercy, I got a few yet that I'm trying to get in. Amen? And I said, Lord, remember my loved one. Somebody said, only pray when I see the need. Well, if you don't see the need to pray now, and especially for your loved ones that are not in, you need prayer. I'm praying more than I ever did in 52 years. I'm praying more for my loved ones. I'm saying, Lord, like the little widow woman to be avenged by the judge, I'm saying, Lord, don't let them be lost. Take whatever it takes, whatever it requires, do it, but save them. Even if you have to dance their feet over the flames of hell, do it, but save them. Just save them. Are you walking in that kind of a spirit? Do you have that kind of a mind? Now, the Lord took me off my main subject and wanted me to bring this out, so I'm bringing it out. Because God always sends a chance of revival before judgment. Noah preached all that time, but they didn't believe it. And when the time appointed, he came. Sent the flood, and only the eight in the ark were saved. And God's telling us, warn the world, especially to the sinner, especially to the Christian, because he said if you see somebody sinning and you don't warn them, they're going to die in their sins. But their blood will be required at your hands. I want to tell you what, I don't want any blood of anyone on my hands. Nobody in this church can say your blood and your loved ones on my hands, because I'm warning you. I really feel this now. This is coming straight from God. It's not even in my notes. If you want to look at my notes at the end of the service, that's okay. God's trying to warn the church. I mean, one of the biggest services in our church should be the Monday night prayer meeting. The church is only strong as the prayer meeting. Some of the big churches that are having great moves of God attributed to prayer. Their prayer groups praying. How many say amen? But people don't want to pray, they want to play. Somebody said they saw GP in the air, and they thought it meant go play, and it meant go pray. You out there? How's your prayer life? Is it sick? Does it need a healing? Does it need something to spur it? God might have to send something to spur your prayer. You might not like what he's bringing. I pray for myself. I get mail from all over the place saying, Brother Hardy, I'm praying for you and your family and the ministry. And I said, that's wonderful. But they don't know really what my need is. I pray for myself. Thank God they're joining in. Amen. You know, you can't let somebody else, you can't live on somebody else's prayer and faith. They can pray to bring you to the decision. But in the end, the decision is up to you. Do you love me this morning? You love me out in mailland. You out there, you television people, radio people, send me a letter. Encourage me. Don't be afraid to put a love offering to keep me on the air. You know, I don't say very much about money, but it takes money. These stations don't give me this time free. It costs a whole lot of money. But where faith is in God, and God's gonna do it. Because I'm not looking at the things which are seen. I don't pay any attention to all the negatives that I hear. My faith is in God and His Word. It's in His Word because He said He is not a liar. Have I said it? Shall I not make it good? Have I spoken it? Shall I not bring it to pass? Shall I not do with it? And I take God's Word to Him. Somebody said, how do you pray? I take at least two or three scriptures, because the Bible said in the mouth of two or three shall every word be established. And I take two or three scriptures and I said, God, this is what you said. And God said, I'm guilty, I said it. And I said, I believe that you've got to do it, confirm it. And God said, if you believe it, get ready, I am going to confirm it. And I do like Abraham. He believed God that it was going to happen. Then what did he do? What did Abraham do after he believed God? He gave glory to God. He thanked him for it. See, when you ask somebody for something and they give it to you, if you got good manners, which I've had trouble all my life with, you always say, thank you. And when God gives you something, you need to thank him for it. That's what he wants. He just wants you to praise him and thank him. And then go out and tell somebody what God's done for you. Somebody said, I have a hard time witnessing. Well, get a prayer answered, and then you got a door open. Tell somebody, you know what? God did this for me today. And if you got a need, God will do it for you if you come and ask him according to his word. Abraham put his faith, his trust, his hope in the two immutable things of God, that God could not lie, that he is able. Say, he is able. Say, my God is able. I don't care what the circumstance is or the situation. My God is able.
Amen. What an inspirational and soul-strengthening word from God's word by my father, Brother Hardy. Abraham's kind of faith. What do you need when you've been waiting on the answer to your prayer and time is passing by without the fulfillment? When things seem to be getting worse instead of better? When you are facing insurmountable obstructions and you feel like just giving up, what you need is Abraham's kind of faith. The faith that won't lose hope even when hope is against you. That will enable you to believe against hope. To not stagger in unbelief at the promises of God, but to remain fully persuaded that what God has promised, he is able to perform. You need the faith of our father Abraham, who believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness. Now the Hebrew text actually states that Abraham believed God and said amen. And Paul said in Romans 4 that we are to walk in the very same steps of our father Abraham. And this anointed teaching by Brother Hardy will tell you how you can walk in the steps of your father Abraham, how you can believe against hope when hope is against you, how you can have Abraham's kind of faith. This message is available either on audio tape or CD. You can receive it on two audio tapes for your love gift to the ministry of $10 and ask for offer number 100T as in tape. Or it's available on two CDs for your love gift of $18 to the ministry and ask for offer number 100CD for two CDs. Abraham's Kind of Faith. Address your request to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203, or go online at rghardy.org.
Attention, Christian friends. Are you blessed by the inspiring messages that you hear on the radio program each day? Well, if you're not already a member of the Faith is Action family, we would like to send you a copy of our monthly publication, Faith is Action, in which we include inspiring messages and teachings like the one you heard on the radio program today. All you have to do is write in for your free copy. Request Faith is Action magazine.
Send your letters and request to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. That's P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. You can also visit rghardy.org for more of our CDs.